Tortuga alert. There are exotic birds in the pool area, some in cages, some free in the banana trees. Two of the caged birds are varieties of parrot, and several others are parakeets. They're brought out by staff in mid-morning and climb obstacles in their cages, hang upside down on swings, break sunflower seeds with stout beaks. There are also two tortugas in the undergrowth by the pool. They're more difficult to find because they are not colorful and make no noise. After looking and not finding them, I give up the hunt till security man Juan finds one and calls me to admire it. The smaller of the two is underneath plant leaves and nestled in shade in a moist area. No agua, Juan says, wagging his finger. He picks up a tortuga and holds it in the air. Its hands, feet, neck, and head remain inside its shell. It looks like a rock with a hole in the middle. Tortugas make good pets. They eat leafy plants, don't tear up flower beds, eat insects, are quiet to a fault, and hibernate if it ever gets cold enough in Granada. One carefully places a turtle on pebbles, but it doesn't change its attitude of withdrawal. I return to the pool and don't hear a peep out of either of them. All I hear is a rooster next door that wakes me every morning and struts all day full of himself. Tortugas don't talk much, but if they do, I listen.